pray that the Lord is going to bless us this afternoon in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray that you are all well and the Lord is with you all in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory be to God. And so today, I would like to share on a very interesting topic. Actually, by the grace of God, God enabled me to write this book called Marriage Lesson. I wrote a book by name Marriage Lesson, and this year I did a revision of the book. You know, I did a revision of the book, and this chapter, I would like us to share this chapter of this Married Lesson Chapter 2. Hallelujah. I shared briefly last time about a maturity, entering into marriage in maturity. But before we start, let us pray and commit this session in the able hand of God. Father, we thank you, we bless you, we honor you. Thank you for your goodness, for your mercy. Thank you for giving us this time to come and hear and meditate on your word, because we know with you, Lord, we can go far. We can do anything. Even what men have said is impossible is possible with you. And Lord, we surrender our life this evening in your able hand. We surrender this session in your able hand, that it will be a blessing, that we shall be enriched by the authority of the word of God. God bless you all. Please comment. Please tap on the screen so that I stay live. Hallelujah. Keep me going. Keep me going. Keep me going on the live stream in Jesus' name. And we're going to have a mighty time in the presence of God. Do you know the Lord put in my heart to lay this foundation, because we live in a time where marriage is under attack as never before. Marriage is under attack. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Our generation is suffering today because the enemy is busy destroying the foundation of marriage. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But marriage is a beautiful thing. Hallelujah. As we see from the book of Genesis, that it is not good for a man to be alone. Glory be to God. And this also goes to the young ladies. It's not good for young ladies to be alone. Glory be to God. It is the desire of God for you to find your partner. Glory be to God. It is the desire of God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I know some of us, we have been discouraged. We have been in some relationships that didn't end well. Some ended up in hatred. Some ended up in pain. But I want to encourage you today, marriage is a beautiful thing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. As I talk to you, me and my wife, we have been married now going 9 years, by the grace of God. 9 years we have been married. Over 9 years we have been married, me and my wife, and we have seen the grace of God. There are things that God did. Glory be to God. When I got married, there was increase. When I got married, there was multiplication. And I remember the day me and my wife were having our wedding in Kenya, in Nairobi. I remember my youth pastor gave us a sermon that day that marriage brings blessing. Praise the Lord. He shared his testimony with us that when he got married, his wife was more educated. His wife had more degree than him. But in marriage, hallelujah, glory be to God, it became an opportunity for growth. Hallelujah. Like right now, he has more degree, he has masters, he has PhDs, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He has been a CEO of big companies and so on and so on. And he shared with us how his marriage became such a blessing. And he encouraged us to do the same way. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because we live in a time where when I talk to the young people, they fear to enter marriage. Hallelujah. We need to teach our young people the beauty of marriage. Hallelujah. The beauty of marriage and the sanctity of marriage. How God has meant marriage to be such a beautiful thing. But the problem, we do it outside God. Glory be to God. You see, what starts with God, and what was created with God can only be sustained with God. Glory be to God. What was started with God can only be sustained with God. And most of the time we forget. Hallelujah. We forget that marriage was started with God. So we have to go back to the manual. We have to go back to the Word of God and find out why. Why did God create marriage in the first place? One of the reasons the Bible says that is so man lonely. Hallelujah. Loneliness. Praise the Lord. Loneliness. There are many people in depression because they are lonely. They don't have somebody to talk to. They don't have somebody to laugh to. They don't have somebody to giggle with. Hallelujah. They don't have somebody to share their worry. Glory be to God. So man was lonely. Man was lonely. Hallelujah. And God saw the need of a companion, somebody you can reason with, you can talk with, you can pray with, you can worship with, you can sing with. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You can go out holding hands together in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Do you know when you find a partner like that, it seals the gap. Hallelujah. It protects you. Hallelujah. Marriage is meant to protect you. Hallelujah. When you are in marriage, you are protected. You are shielded. Hallelujah. Because there are so many temptations outside here. There are so many crazy things outside here. Hallelujah. That can deviate you, that can take you out of the will of God. But marriage become a companionship. Marriage become a place of security. Hallelujah. Marriage become a place of growth. So God saw that man was lonely. Hallelujah. And as we shared in the last view, that the Bible said that God took man into a deep sleep. Hallelujah. God took man into a deep sleep. Sometimes it is necessary to find rest in God. Glory be to God. To find rest in God before you find a life partner. Glory be to God. I know sometimes people are very curious. They want to, they are. You know, sometimes people feel, oh, I'm running out of time. I need to find somebody. I need to settle. I need to marry. But the question comes in, have you found rest in God? Have you found rest in God? Because God is the one that can complete you. Glory be to God. Before God complete you, you will become a mess. Hallelujah. You will become a mess if God has not completed you. Praise the Lord. Because there are things that even your own husband may not be able to give you. There are things that even your own wife may not be able to give you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So find rest in God. Find peace in God first. Hallelujah. Before you run to seek marriage. Hallelujah. Do you know God? Have you gained peace? Do you have stability? Do you have security? Have you overcome your insecurity? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because if you haven't overcome insecurity, if you haven't overcome your hurt, hallelujah, probably you have been hurt before in the past and you are entering into a new relationship. Hallelujah. Seek to find rest in God first. Praise the Lord. Because if you are hurt and you enter into a new relationship, believe me, you are going to hurt the person again. You are going to hurt the person again, and you are going to repeat the mistakes over and over and over. That's why you find that somebody got married, they divorced, they marry again, they divorced, they marry again, they divorced, even 3-4 times. Praise the Lord. Because sometimes people rush into a new relationship before they are healed. Hallelujah. Before they are healed from the past relationship, they are into a new one and all and on and on and on. Hallelujah. So find rest in God. And I shared last time a very interesting scripture that with you all, that delight thyself in the Lord. Hallelujah. And he will grant your heart desires. When we delight on God, there is nothing that God cannot give you. Glory be to God. The time you are finding rest in God, God will be busy preparing the life partner that you need that will fit in into your life. Praise the Lord. So be lost in God. Don't worry of your needs. God knows your needs. God knows that you need to be married. God knows that you need children. Hallelujah. God knows that you need companion. Just like Adam, the Bible says Adam was busy naming the animals. He was busy taking dominion of the work that God had given him. And on the process, God saw his need. On the process, God took him into a deep sleep. On the process, God took upon the rib, hallelujah, and prepared the right person for him. Hallelujah. When you are busy for God, when you are busy serving God, when you are in love with God, when you are in love with serving God, hallelujah. You know, this degree is not easy to reach there. It's not easy. You can't fake it. Praise the Lord. You can't fake it. But believe me, there are times where you can be lost in God. Hallelujah. Until you don't even think about marriage anymore. Hallelujah. You don't even think about this issue. But at that time, God will be preparing that right person that will be able to come into your life and fit in. Hallelujah. Until you will be like, actually, this is the person I've been waiting for, because God took his time. While you are in the deep sleep, God was working. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. When you are resting in God, God was working, knitting everything together, preparing everything together for the person that will come into your life. Hallelujah. And your life will never be the same in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. One of the reasons why you need to find rest in God, because without God, you can't see clearly. Praise the Lord. You see, beauty can be deceptive. Hallelujah. Just because somebody is beautiful, just because somebody is handsome, just because somebody is rich, doesn't mean that they are the right person for you. Hallelujah. You need God to help you to discern well. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's why putting God will help you from making unnecessary mistakes. One of the prayers I prayed before I got married, I said, Lord, if I enter into any relationship which is not your will, Lord, let it break. No matter how much I like the person, but if it is not your will, let it not end into marriage. Hallelujah. That is the surrendered life. I had put my life in the hands of God. And I told God, Lord, if this person, I remember the first day when I asked my wife now for us to enter into a serious relationship. Hallelujah. That was one of our prayers. We say, Father, if this is not your will, Lord, let it not go forth. Let it not continue. But it was the will of God. And provision came. God opened the door. Hallelujah. And here we have been married over 9 years. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But we had put it in the hands of God. We had prayed. We had sought the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. We had sought the direction of God. The same to you. No matter how much you like the person, is he the will of God for you? Is she the will of God for you? Have you taken it into prayer? Hallelujah. Have you surrendered into the will of God? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You know, the way we discern the will of God, one of the way we discern the will of God is the peace we find. The peace we find. Hallelujah. You know, there are times where you can enter into a relationship and you just don't have peace. You don't have peace. When you are in the will of God, you will find peace. When you are in the will of God, you don't force it. Praise the Lord. You don't force. You know, there are times where we try to force somebody to be in a relationship with you. Hallelujah. Don't force, because God is not an author of confusion. Praise the Lord. Yes, hallelujah. You know, I encourage people, if you have prayed, and you are led to approach the brother and ask them out, or you are led to approach the sister and ask the sister out, don't be ashamed. Hallelujah. Love is not sin. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Don't feel ashamed. And, you know, you can approach the person humbly, you know, I feel led. Can we pray about entering into a relationship? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Even if you are rejected, it's better to be rejected than to be silent. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And if you are rejected, just walk away and keep praying. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't hold on. Don't force anyone to marry you. Don't force anyone to enter into a relationship with you. Don't lower the standard to enter into a relationship with you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We live in a time where there's so much pressure on our generation. There's so much pressure of people who can put you on pressure, even wanting to defile you before you enter into marriage. Praise the Lord. Don't lower the standard. Glory be to God. Never lower the standard in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord loves you. Hallelujah. He cares for you. You are complete. You are blessed. Don't allow anyone look down upon you. Hallelujah. If they reject you, move on. Glory be to God. It means they are not the one. Hallelujah. If anyone reject you, if you approach somebody for a relationship and they reject you, move on. Hallelujah. Move on. There is another person that God has prepared in the mighty name of Jesus. And the scripture says that he makes things beautiful in his own time. In the timing of God, things will be beautiful. Hallelujah. You won't look down upon those that rejected you. You won't go back to look down upon those that tried to take advantage of you. You will realize that the timing of God is the beautiful thing that you can ever have. God bless you all in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So I want us to read a scripture here, Genesis 29, verse 12. This is what the Bible says. And Jacob told Rachel that he was her father's kinsman and that he was Rebekah's son, and she ran and told her father. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So this is the time where Jacob was running away when his brother Esau wanted to kill him. And he was running away. And the parents of Jacob had advised him to go and seek and go and marry from their uncle. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So Jacob here meets with Rachel at the well. Glory be to God. He met with Rachel at the well. Just like some of you, you can meet your partner anywhere. Hallelujah. You can meet them in the church. You can meet them in school. You can meet them in college. You can meet them at work. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So Jacob met Rachel at the well. But the reason why I'm reading this is immediately Rachel met Jacob. She ran to tell the father. Hallelujah. That is maturity. Praise the Lord. And to our young ladies who are here, even some who are listening to me today, do you have a father in your life? Are you anchored in a father's relationship? Hallelujah. Because, you know, when you're not anchored in a father's relationship, people will take advantage of you. Praise the Lord. A father brings security. A father brings protection. Hallelujah. A father brings security. If a man approach you for a relationship, if a man approach you that they are in love with you, like in this instance, Jacob even kissed Rachel instantly. Imagine you just meet a stranger at the well and you kiss them. That's kind of strange. Hallelujah. But even when that happened, this young lady, they didn't end up in a small room in a bar somewhere. Hallelujah. This young lady ran to the father. He ran to tell the father, hallelujah, about this man that met him at the well and even kissed him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He introduced the relationship to the father in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It's the same way. Better a man come into your life when you are anchored in your father's relationship. Hallelujah. When you have a fatherly relationship, you have authority over your head. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you this, men fear authority. Men fear authority. Before you even sign papers with that man, before you go and marry even at the city council, hallelujah, let that man know you are not alone. Let that man know that there are people that raised you. There are people that took care of you. Hallelujah. You are not from anywhere. Hallelujah. You are from a functioning home. You are from a fatherly love. There is nothing you miss. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There is nothing you miss. You see, when a man comes into your life, he sees you don't have a father in your life. He sees you alone. Hallelujah. And you go out and you end up doing many things. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. At the end of the day, they won't be able to respect you. They won't be able to treat you well. Praise the Lord. They won't be able to treat you well. And one day, even if you marry this man and then problems occur in marriage, where are you going to? Hallelujah. Where are you going to? This is why there are many men coming to young ladies, take advantage of ladies, impregnate them and leave them anyhow. They are not taking care of the children. They are not taking care of anything. They are not paying any child support because they feel you are alone. You don't have a support system. Praise the Lord. Even if you don't have a biological father, look for somebody who can play a role of a father in your life. Even if he's your local pastor, praise the Lord. Use your local pastor. Hallelujah. Bring that relationship to your local pastor. Knows that you are under authority. So that person who is coming to approach you into a relationship, let them know you are under authority. Let them know that you are not careless. Let them know that you are in a system where you are loved. You are in a system where you are well taken care of. There is nothing you are missing. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You are just looking for a man you can partner with to fulfill destiny. Praise the Lord. But you are not lesser. Glory be to God. You are not a vessel to be taken advantage of. You are in a community. You are protected. You are loved. Praise the Lord. So this is what Rachel did. Hallelujah. The moment Rachel met with Jacob, she ran home. She ran to tell the father that I met this guy. Hallelujah. I want to introduce you to him in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The same way to you who is single, who is trusting God for marriage. Hallelujah. Make sure you are on a father's relationship. Hallelujah. Find somebody, whether they are your uncle, hallelujah. Find somebody who can play a role of a father in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You will thank me for this one day. Hallelujah. You will thank me for this in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Even if that person is your pastor, have a good relationship with your pastor. Praise the Lord. Where you can open up so that that guy is put on accountability list. That guy may know that they can't misbehave. Praise the Lord. They can't misbehave. Today we live in a society where men misbehave a lot. Hello? We live in a community where men misbehave. Men don't want to take responsibility. Praise the Lord. Men don't want to take responsibility. So if they found you are by yourself, if they found you there's no protective system on you, if they find that there's no authority in you, they will take advantage of you. They will take advantage of you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I remember when I was going to marry my wife, my right now wife, I had to go to their home. I had to go to speak with the elders of the family to request for a hand of marriage. So I took around two men with me. So we traveled. And when we reached home there, we found 30 people waiting. 30 people. There were around four grandmothers on their 80s. They were there. Aunties were there. Uncles were there. There were around 30 people. We were sitting in a room. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And they were questioning. They were asking very hard questions. I was like, wow. You know, at that time, I went with a spokesperson. I went with somebody who can speak on my behalf. So me, I was quiet most of the time. They were asking, how are you going to take care of our daughter? Or we don't see the dowry. When is the dowry coming? Hallelujah. And they spoke. And I remember that time, my late my late mother-in-law, said one thing to us. He said one thing. You know, I was just seated there. You know, that day they really cooked for us really good. You know, when you go to visit your in-laws, they prepare a very good meal. You know, they prepared some fish, some chicken, and all that. But I remember the few words that the parents gave to me. He said, "Live with my daughter in peace." Hallelujah. Live with my, the greatest prayer of my mother-in-law is for me to live with her daughter in peace. That was her greatest cry. Hallelujah. That please take care of my daughter. Live with her in peace. Praise the Lord. So when we left that place, we received permission from parents to go ahead and have our wedding. And we went and had our wedding at that time. Hallelujah. But those words were weighed in my spirit. Hallelujah. I knew that I found this lady in a community. Praise the Lord. I knew I found this lady in a family. I knew I found this lady. Actually, his uncle was the one that signed the papers to allow us to get married. Hallelujah. Her father was not there. The late father was not there. But the uncle stepped up to play the role of a father. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The uncle stepped up and played the role of a father. And they brought me into accountability table. I couldn't mess up. Hallelujah. I had to marry their daughter the right way. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. It's the same way. Don't despise these things. Don't despise these relationship matters. Don't despise being under a father, being under a mother, hallelujah. Somebody you can bring and say, this is the person who is asking for a hand of marriage. Let them talk with your authority. Even if you have your mom alone, hallelujah, let them talk to your mother. Let them talk to your father. Even somebody they can respect. Hallelujah, to show them the way and the road to so that they know you are a well taken care of child. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes people move, like in Kenya, you find that people move and leave their parents in the rural area. They go to town, they get a man in Nairobi, they get a man in Mombasa, they get a man in Kisumu, or they get a man in Chicago. Parents don't know what is going on. They start cohabiting, they start living together. That is very risky. Is very risky. That is not the pattern of God. Glory be to God. That is not the pattern of God. And it can lead to great regrets in your life. Hallelujah. It can lead to great regrets in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So these are the things that you need to avoid. Avoid sex before marriage. Praise the Lord. Avoid it. Avoid it at all costs. That's why you need a father in your life. Praise the Lord. That's why you need somebody to hold you accountable. Do you know, if we don't have accountability partners, you can easily come out of the way. Praise the Lord. But if you have people you respect around you, if you are connected with people that keep you accountable, praise the Lord, even sinning will be difficult. Praise the Lord. Sinning will be difficult. Hallelujah. Because there are people that are looking to you to make sure that you are doing the right thing in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Avoid hidden relationships that cannot be accountable for. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, and also avoid exposing your relationship early. For example, your wedding is 1 year from now. You want to tell everybody, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Let the few people in your circle know what is going on. People in your authority, maybe your parents, hallelujah. People are overseeing this, how this thing is working on. But don't just go on Facebook, on social media, and begin to advertise your relationship, hallelujah. It may not end well if marriage is not staged. Hallelujah. If you know the marriage is not planned, don't expose your relationship to the world. You will open yourself to unnecessary spiritual warfare. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You find that you go, you introduce your boyfriend on Facebook. You introduce your boyfriend on TikTok. Hallelujah. You haven't thought about the day of marriage. You haven't thought about the time of wedding. You haven't thought about when all these things are going to happen. And you expose yourself to warfare. Warfare. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Work with people closely. People will take you guys through marriage counseling. Hallelujah. Marriage counseling is very, very important too. I went through it. Hallelujah. And I thank God for the couples that took us in, who gave us the marriage counseling before me and my wife, we got married. There were couples that took us through marriage counseling. Actually, they counseled us in their home in Kenya. They invited us in their home. Praise the Lord. And they sat down with us. They gave us marriage counseling. They allowed us even to sleep. They gave us separate rooms. My wife slept in a different room. We were not married yet. They gave us separate rooms. Hallelujah. In their home, we woke up again and we kept on going. And you know, they were very interesting couples. Praise the Lord. The couples that counselors before we got married, we went to their home. You know, they were synchronizing. We could see love. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There are times even the husband cooked for us. Hallelujah. The husband cooked for us. You know, traditionally in Kenya, it's very difficult to see men in the kitchen cooking. But these were couples that they could help each other. They couldn't mind. The man couldn't mind cooking. Hallelujah. Actually, he cooked for us ugali. We ate together. They sat down. They taught us very, very deep things that I won't talk about today. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But what I'm trying to say, and avoid hidden relationship that no one knows about. Even your parents doesn't know. Your pastor doesn't know. Hallelujah. People in your authority doesn't know. Then who is helping you? Who is counseling you? Praise the Lord. There are things that are better told now. Hallelujah. There are things that both of you better understand now before you enter into that vow. Hallelujah. That eternal vow before God. Hallelujah. Seek for people who are experienced in the area of marriage. Let them counsel you and counsel you right. In the name of Jesus, I thank God myself for the counseling sessions we had as a family. Praise the Lord. There are things that we were told during counseling session that have helped us in the midst of turbulence when there is war in our marriage, when our marriage is shaking, hallelujah, we return back to how we were counseled. How we were taught to stand with one another. How we were taught to share resources together. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So marriage counseling is very, very important in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Then also avoid cohabitation. As I said, avoid cohabitation before marriage. Hallelujah. Marriage has to be built in faith. In faith. Faith. Avoid cohabitation. Marry somebody because of faith. Faith tells you that they are the right person. Not because you have slept with them. Not because you have known the size of their bra. No. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, even me before I got married, there's a lot of people that try to mislead me. Oh, you don't need to marry now. You can just get to... No. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Marry somebody because you have faith. You have prayed. You have sought the face of God about this thing. Praise the Lord. You have confidence. You have peace that they are the right person for you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. My marriage was one of the most challenging. Hallelujah. Most challenging. When me and my wife, we were getting married, even my own dad could not understand it. Hallelujah. The people around us could not understand it because me and my wife, we have never met face to face. We were just communicating online. We have never met face to face. And the first time we met, hallelujah, was like 2 weeks to our wedding. We met face to face 2 weeks to our wedding. Praise the Lord. But we had faith. Hallelujah. We had faith. We knew each other by faith in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We had related for 3 years. We knew each other for 3 years without meeting and seeing each other face to face. So for the first time I saw my wife is when we met at the airport. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And 2 weeks later, we had our wedding. We had our wedding. So when I was telling my dad all this, you know, my dad is old school. He was like, this is crazy. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When I was telling some of the guys there, I was like, this can't be possible. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But you see, what I did, because since I was here, she was in another country, praise the Lord, I introduced her to my senior pastor in Kenya. And my senior pastor invited her. They had communication. She went through a process. We prayed about it. And my senior pastor came back and said, she's the one. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So I had her interacted, for her to interact with people in authority. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. People in authority, to see her character, to see her bringing in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And God made it possible. We met. Hallelujah. We God bless us. Join us with this couple that counseled us in our marriage. Hallelujah. That we went to the city hall. We signed documents to prepare for the wedding and all that. And God made it possible. 2 weeks down the line, we got married. Within these 2 weeks, I ran to their home to get permission from the parents. We came back to the city. We prepared our wedding. Glory be to God. And it was such a blessing because brothers in Christ opened their home. Hallelujah. In Nairobi, one brother opened a small room. That brother was living in one room. Glory be to God. He allowed me to stay in his room at that time. And there was a brother too in the church, a senior brother who was married. They took my wife. They prepared the bride and all that. And it was a blessing. You know, when you make up your mind to do something the right way, God will make a provision for you in the name of Jesus. Because where there is faith, there will be a way. Where there is faith, there will be a way. I know some people saying, oh, wedding is expensive. It's expensive. I can't afford it. Praise the Lord. God bless you, Alex. God bless you, Tamara, for joining. God bless you, Jeffrey, for joining. Hallelujah. And you know, some people say, oh, wedding is expensive. Why should I join wedding and all that? Praise the Lord. But aspire to do it the right way. When you have faith, God will make the way. Praise the Lord. God will make the way. God will make the way. I remember within 2 weeks, my friends in Kenya raised around 70,000 Kenya shillings to support our wedding. Some people gave their car as a convoy. Me going to a wedding, there were three, four cars that took me as a convoy. My wife had around six cars. She came with six cars as a convoy, hallelujah, to the wedding hall. You know, it was great. It was celebrated, hallelujah. And one of the youth that had led to Christ many years back, he had grown in the church until he had formed his own music band. He came with his music band. So my wedding, there was a live music band. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That was singing and people were dancing. And it was great. It was great. And I thank God for it. Glory be to God. So avoid cohabiting. Avoid it at all cost. Hallelujah. If somebody loves you and they want to settle with you, let them do it the right way. Let them do it. Let them marry you. Hallelujah. So that the children that are raised in this marriage will grow in security in the name of Jesus. These children will grow in security. They will be secured. And even, for example, with it, when it comes to investment, when it comes to plans in life, hallelujah, you know, it's very difficult to build something together with a boyfriend or with a girlfriend. Sometimes it can be very difficult because there's no life commitment. There is no mutual trust. That's why Marburg is very powerful, because it brings, you know, you guys are in this thing for long. You know, you are not just passing by. Hallelujah. There's no room for wavering. Hallelujah. You guys are in this thing for long, and you have to invest in it. You have to invest your time. You have to invest your emotion. You have to invest on the children that God will give you. You have to invest to grow. Hallelujah. To grow in the will of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Then also avoid emotional manipulation. Avoid emotional manipulation in the name of Jesus. Avoid it at all costs. Glory be to God. There's a scripture in the book of Ecclesiastes that say that do not kindle love. Hallelujah. Do not kindle love until the right time. Don't awaken the fire. Because don't you start telling a young lady, oh, I love you. You are the everything I need. Oh, blah, blah, blah. You start talking the love language and you are not prepared to take responsibility. It is dangerous. Hallelujah. It is dangerous because love can burn like fire. Hallelujah. Love can burn like fire. Praise the Lord. Especially the emotional love. Hallelujah. There are times where you can just be okay. Hallelujah. You can just be okay until a guy approach you and tell you, I love you, baby. I love you, blah, blah. You know, that day you are told that something kindles up. Something kindles up. You can lose your self-control. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So avoid love language. Especially when you know the marriage is far. Hallelujah. Treat each other as brothers and sisters, even when you are relating. Praise the Lord. Avoid that kind of language because the flesh will kick in. The flesh will kick in. And putting that fire down won't be easy. Praise the Lord. Putting that fire down won't be easy. So avoid things that will manipulate you, that will bring you to a place of compromise in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So Rachel's response teaches us that real protection is found under spiritual authority. Hallelujah. The way Rachel responded when Jacob found her, she went back to authority. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I want to ask you today, are you under authority? Are you under authority? Praise the Lord. If you are not under authority, if there's nobody around you or in your life that you respect, hallelujah, that can counsel you, that can give you direction, please seek to find one. Seek to find one. Hallelujah. Identify even with the local church. Identify with the local church where you can grow, where you can grow, where you can go through discipleship and training, that you are known that you are a member. Hallelujah. You are a member. That when the time of your wedding comes, hallelujah, there will be support system. There will be people that will be able to stand with you in the mighty name of Jesus. When a man knows you are covered, he approaches you differently. When a man knows you are under authority, they approach you differently. Hallelujah. You are not a sold out. You are not just somebody to be taken advantage of. You see, sometimes men come to test the waters. They come to test the waters. Do you know when you are dignified, men will even fear to approach you for carelessness. Hallelujah. Men will fear just to come and talk to you anyhow. Hallelujah. When a man finds you under authority, they approach you differently in the name of Jesus. They know you are not a loose person. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So those who fear God, those men who fear God, they will be the one to approach you. Glory be to God. And you don't need to show your body. You don't need to show yourself. Just dress modestly like a child of God. Hallelujah. Dress modestly like a child of God. Don't show your body to anyone. Hallelujah. Leave that to your future husband. leave that to your future wife. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But those men that will find you under authority, they will approach you with respect. They will approach you with honor. Even the way they greet you will be different. Glory be to God. The kind of language they will be speaking to you will be different, will be a language of honor, of respect. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. They won't look down on you because your character portrays dignity. You are a child of God. You are a daughter of Christ. Glory be to God. You are a daughter of a king. Do you know the daughters of kings in the Bible, they were very special. And there was the kind of robe they used to wear. Like Tamar in the Bible, hallelujah, the story of Tamar in the Bible, she was wearing the virgin robe that when she walks on the street, she was dignified, hallelujah. She wore the robe of virginity, glory be to God. If you are just a mere person, you can't dare touch Tamar, hallelujah. You can't touch the child of a king, the daughter of a king anyhow. You can't mess up with them anyhow, hallelujah. All you have, their father will come for you. If you try to mess up with the child of a king, the father will come for you. Hallelujah. The father will deal with you. So the daughters of kings were very highly respected. Glory be to God. That's why even David, when David wanted to marry the daughter of Saul, he had to go through a lot. The Bible said that he had to bring 400 skin of the Philistine in order to marry this lady. He had to work hard because it was not ordinary to marry a daughter of a king. Hallelujah. So it's the same way when you are under a father's relationship, when you are anchored, glory be to God, even that man that want to approach you, that man that want to gain a hand of marriage on you, they have to think twice before they approach you. If they are just coming to play kalongo-longo, let them go. Hallelujah. You know, in this life, we don't want time wasters. You know, there are people that are just coming to waste your time, to waste your emotion, to waste your energy. At the end of the day, they didn't even think of marrying you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Before you approach a woman or a young lady or a woman to marry, you need to have marriage in your head. Hallelujah. You need to have marriage. And actually, you have to approach them with fear and trembling. Hallelujah. And you have to pray and pray and pray and ask God, is this the person? So that when you go there, you are not going for a girlfriend. You are not going for a boyfriend. Hallelujah. You are going for a marriage material. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You are not going there to waste somebody's time, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. You are still thinking of marrying. What? Hallelujah. Don't waste somebody's time. Hallelujah. Don't play kalongo-longo with somebody's life and destiny. Hallelujah. Because we are in a, you know, we don't have much time in this world. Hallelujah. We don't have much time. We live in borrowed time. Hallelujah. So don't make somebody wait for 1 year, 2 years. Hallelujah. They are waiting the day you will bring the ring. They are waiting the day you will propose. Praise the Lord. Because even the time you are approaching them, you never thought of marriage. Hi. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Don't enter into things that you're going to waste time. There's no wasting of time. Because when you get entangled emotionally, when you get entangled spiritually, coming out of this entanglement won't be easy. Won't be easy. When I was a young person, I remember back in Kenya, while I was in high school, when I was still a youth, and one of my mentors shared with us a story, a very interesting story. He shared with us a lesson. He told us, let me use this envelope like this. Let me use this envelope. I hope you guys are seeing. He said the heart is like this envelope. And every time you enter into a relationship, emotional relationship, a love relationship, and you leave that relationship, it goes with the peace of your heart. It goes with the peace of your heart. Hallelujah. So this is relationship one has taken a piece of your heart.
Relationship 2 has gone with a piece of your heart. Relationship 3 has gone with another piece. Now you are remaining with this. This is the one you are looking for your husband. Eh? Then relationship 5 has gone with this. You remain with this piece of your heart. Relationship 7 has gone with this. You are remaining with this. Hallelujah. So probably you end up finding your husband with this piece. Is it complete? Hallelujah. Your heart has been divided. Hallelujah. There is still Omondi. There is still Otieno. There is still Charlie. There is still what? Hallelujah. That have taken part of your heart, part of your emotion. So eventually when you enter into the real relationship, into the real marriage, you can't give your all. You can't give your all because your heart has been divided. Praise the Lord. Your heart is everywhere, is everywhere. That's why you find people cheating. You find that people cheating, they say, 10 years they've been in a relationship with their husband. They meet the former boyfriend. Hallelujah. The former boyfriend they broke with 15 years ago. They meet them and something rekindled and they end up in sin. They end up in adultery because there were ties. The heart was divided. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So protect your heart and seek God. Hallelujah. That you won't give it carelessly. You won't just be throwing pieces of your heart everywhere. Praise the Lord. That when you enter into marriage, you will be able to give your wife your full you. You will be able to give your husband your full you, because it is your full you that will bring settlement. It is your full you that will bring peace at home. Praise the Lord. You know, sometimes it's very difficult. It's very difficult in marriage to be with somebody whom they are with you and they are not with you at the same time. Hallelujah. They are with you, but they are thinking about the former boyfriend. They are thinking about the former girlfriend. Hallelujah. They are thinking about the night they spent. They are thinking about the all the mess they did. And right now they are married. You won't be able to give your all. Marriage requires your all. Hallelujah. Marriage requires your whole emotion, your whole investment. Hallelujah. Your whole mind, your whole heart, your whole spirit has to be in heat for it to work. Praise the Lord. If you are thinking you are just bringing this peace alone, you are just bringing this peace alone, and you want a man to come with his entire peace, hallelujah, things may not work well. Your mind will be distorted because there could be spiritual ties. And with spiritual ties, and you know, sometimes people say that maybe sexual relationship has to happen for spiritual ties to happen. Sometimes not sexual relationship. Sometimes the spiritual ties may be emotional relationship, emotional. That's why there are people who are still sniffing on some of the gifts they were given with a boyfriend. They still hide. They are married now, but they still go and sniff on the gift they were given with the former girlfriend or the former boyfriend, because there's emotional ties. You know, there are people that somebody gave them a ring 20 years ago. They are still wearing the ring, and they are still single. Praise the Lord. A lady who had been wearing a ring, a lady who had a son who was now 20-something years old, but she was still wearing a ring that she was given with a boyfriend many years ago, and she was still single. Praise the Lord. That ring became like an emotional tie. She couldn't remove it very easily. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yet this guy is not in her life. The guy had moved on. She had moved on. But there's emotional tie that make her wearing the ring. And because of that, our destiny for marriage is locked because there's a covenant involved. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Some of us, we enter into a relationship. We never thought of marriage. And we gave so many promises. We gave so many promises. Don't be careful. You know, promises are vows. Hallelujah. Promises are vows. The moment you give somebody,
you are the one I'm going to marry. I promise you, you are the love of my life. You are the love, you tell someone, you are the love of my life, baby. You know, you are my world. I promise you my world. I'm going to do everything for you. Probably you are talking like that because you want to sleep with them. Probably you are talking like that because you want to take advantage of them. But you don't know you are making covenant. You see, covenant are promises. You see, when people speak about promises, they think, it's just promise. Eh? Promise is a vow. Hallelujah. And some of us, we made so many vows. 5 people, you told them you will marry them. You never married them. Eh? Now you are married with your wife, but you had made so many vows. These are the things that unsettle people in marriage. Praise the Lord. Because those vows you made, you will have to sort them out. Hallelujah. Those vows you made, that lady you cheated that you will marry them and you drop them. You drop them like a bucket and you ended up with another lady. Hallelujah. You didn't even go and apologize. You wasted their time. You wasted their emotions. They waited for you for 1 year, 2 years. You never married them. Yet you promise you will marry them. And then you go, you start a new relationship. 2 months, you marry the other one. While the other one, you left crying. The other one is crying tears while you made vow. It is very dangerous for somebody to be crying because you made a vow you never fulfilled. It can bring a curse to you. It can bring a curse to you. That's why you may find sometimes people can enter into marriage, they're not able to have a child. Some things are not working because somebody probably spoke a curse. That lady you played with, that man you played with, you cheated them, you are going to marry them and you never did it. Hallelujah. And they were bitter in heart and they said, this guy, they made a vow that they will marry me, that I was the only one. And then you meet somebody and then you ran away. Praise the Lord. And you think that the words you spoke were nothing. Oh, your words will put you into trouble. Your words will put you into trouble. Praise the Lord. Be careful of the promises you give to people. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If you're not ready to fulfill those promises, don't be quick to give promises you are not ready to fulfill. Hallelujah. Don't be quick to give promises because you want to take advantage of people, because those promises can tie you. Those promises can mess your life up. Praise the Lord. And probably if you have done it, please repent. Hallelujah. Please repent. If you know those people, if you can reach to those people, go and apologize. Go and apologize. Go and seek peace. Go and seek peace. There are people who might be waiting for you to come and marry them. And you have been married, you have moved on, you have children. There's a young lady you promised that you will marry them in Africa, in Europe, somewhere there. They have been waiting for years. Hallelujah. You have moved on with your children. Hallelujah. You have married and now somebody's life is tied. Somebody's life is in problem. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We have talked about a lot of things in our conversation today. Hallelujah. And I want us to gain the Rachel spirit, especially to our young ladies who are being taken advantage of. Gain the Rachel spirit. Hallelujah. You know, when a man found you in a father's love, he knows that he can't manipulate you. He can't mislead you. Because one of the purposes of a father is to give direction. A father gives you direction. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. A father gives you direction. That's why they always say that young girls who grew under a father, praise the Lord, they are always loved. They are not desperate for a man's love. Hallelujah. Sometimes young ladies where the father was missing, sometimes they are desperate for that love. Hallelujah. But if you have received that love from a father and direction from a father, you become secure in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And don't fear being single. Singleness is not a curse. It is a season of purpose. So if you are single, don't fear of being single. Don't feel you are left behind. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And if somebody is getting married, celebrate. Celebrate. Because what you celebrate, you will attract. Glory be to God. What you hate will run away from you, even if it is a good thing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So if somebody is having a wedding in the church, come, stand with them, support them. Hallelujah. Be one of the bridesmaids. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Celebrate them. I thank God that people, the young men that celebrated with me when I was getting married, hallelujah, most of them, as I talk today, they are married with children. Actually, some even immediately we married. Few months later, they got married. Hallelujah. Because what you celebrate, you attract. Glory be to God. Don't have hatred when you see people you agree with getting married ahead of you. Hallelujah. Celebrate. Celebrate them. Congratulate them with love, not with bitterness. Praise the Lord. Don't allow bitterness to preoccupy your heart. God has a time for everybody. And as you celebrate others, God will bring the right person in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. So singleness is not a curse. It is a season for purpose, for growth, and intimacy with God. Hallelujah. It's a time for purpose, growth, and intimacy with God. Glory be to God. Don't pray for God to give you a life partner before you pray for God to prepare you for that life partner. Hallelujah. Because preparation is very important. Hallelujah. Because if you are given something you are not prepared with, you will waste it. If you are given something you are not ready for, you will misuse it. Praise the Lord. So having something is one thing, and taking care of it and sustaining it, it requires growth and maturity in the name of Jesus. So the time of singleness is the time to seek to know God, seek to understand marriage, read marriage books. Hallelujah. Read marriage books. Read stories in the Bible talking about marriage. Hallelujah. Sit down under teachings about marriage. Grow, hone your skills. Praise the Lord. Learn what the Word of God is saying about marriage, so that when you are in marriage, it won't be hard for you. Certain things will not be hard for you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. For example, one of the difficult things, especially to our young women, our young ladies, praise the Lord, is submission. Is submission to the authority of a man. If you don't understand it in the way of God, you will find it very hard in marriage. Praise the Lord. You will find it very hard to submit to the husband as the head of the house. If you don't understand it as the plan of God, glory be to God, you will mess up your marriage. Praise the Lord. There are certain things that you need to know and understand. Praise the Lord, and grow in maturity, grow in the Word of God, grow in the knowledge of God. So the time you are single, grow, learn. And you know, when you are ready for something, what you are ready for, you attract. What you are ready for will come near you. Glory be to God, because growth comes with increase. Hallelujah. Growth attracts levels. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. When you are ready, you see, there are things that God may not want to give us because we haven't reached to the maturity of being able to take care of that thing. Hallelujah. It's not that God doesn't have it. Hallelujah. God may have it, but are you mature enough to take care of it? Glory. Are you mature? It's the same way, like I have a son who is 8 years old. I can't give him my car key to go and drive. He's going to crash. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I have to measure his maturity that is not ready. He's not ready for this. Praise the Lord. It's the same way. Some of us, if God to give you a life partner right now, you will crash.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You will crash. So this season of singlehood, grow. We thank God for the technology today. You can listen to the word. You can find very powerful sermons, powerful teachings about marriage. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You can find powerful Kindle books, books about marriage. Hallelujah. Read them. Grow. I have written one. It's on Amazon if you are interested. It's called Marriage Lessons by Lenin. Where Lenin Wa, Marriage Lessons by Lenin Wa is on Amazon. You can be able to find it on Amazon. Read that book. It will help you. Hallelujah. And I've revised that book. I'll be publicizing the second edition very soon. Glory be to God. But it will be a blessing when you have the knowledge. The Bible says, my people perish because of lack of knowledge. I thank God that there are certain things that God taught me before I entered into institution of marriage. Hallelujah. So there are things that didn't shock me so bad. Because, you know, back at home, our church used to organize what they used to call men's meeting or family meeting. I remember there was a time the apostle, the late apostle Larry Das, he had organized for men's meeting. And he taught us about relationship. It was so deep. It taught men how to take care of their, you know, at that time I wasn't married, though. I was in the meeting, I was listening. It gave very powerful teaching. And they say that women are very, very complicated. They are like science that needs to be discovered, that you need to take time as a man to understand a woman. Glory be to God. You need to take time. You need to take patience to discover who this vessel is. Hallelujah. It was deep. And I was there and I was listening under that teaching. Glory be to God. And now I am married. Glory be to God. And those teaching helped me. Hallelujah. Because when I got married, I've never been with any woman like living together. Hallelujah. So there's a lot of things I had to learn. Hallelujah. I had to learn. Glory be to God. I am a man. I was raised all along, man. Hallelujah. I had to learn how women are. I had to learn how they think, how they behave. Glory be to God. I had to learn a lot of things. Glory be to God. Thank you, Nicole, for joining in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless you all in Jesus' mighty name for joining my live view today in the mighty name of Jesus. So the time of singleness, hallelujah, is the time for growth. Is the time, is a season of purpose, a season of discovering your strength, a season of discovering what you want in life, the things you want to accomplish as a person, and also to have an intimacy with God. Have an intimacy with God. That season of singleness, grow your intimacy with God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Sometimes I always say that I fell in love with my wife when I saw how she was in love with Jesus. When I saw how she was in love with Jesus, I fell in love with her. Hallelujah. She was in love with God. Her heart was burning for the word. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I've never seen somebody burning for the word like her. Hallelujah. She was burning. She was ready to serve God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. She was going for an evangelism. I remember there was a time I sent her for a mission. I told her, there was a young man I prayed for. And asked for a Bible. I told her, can you take the Bible to this person? And she went and took the Bible. Her heart was burning. She loved the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. She was speaking the word, sharing the word. And I was drawn to that. Praise. I was drawn to that. So I have intimacy with God. Believe me, there are God-fearing men who are looking for men, who are looking for women who have intimacy with God, or who are sold out for God. Or they are serious. They are anchored in their relationship with God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That can be attractive to people, especially people who want to serve God like me. Hallelujah.
I needed somebody who will understand the weight of serving God, of being sold out to the work of God, to the work of the ministry, praise the Lord, to be able to hold my hands, to keep going in this journey, which is not easy. It's not easy to be married to a pastor, praise the Lord, because the call can wake you in the middle of the night. Hallelujah. You have to be ready to serve at all time in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to leave you with this. Don't pursue. Hallelujah. God bless you all in the name of Jesus. Don't pursue. Be positioned. Let the man pursue. Let God bring him to your well, just as Jacob was brought to Rachel. Don't be disparate. Just position yourself. Position yourself in the will of God. Position yourself in the will of God. When you're positioned in the will of God, one day you will open your eyes. If you are a man, you will find Eve just next to you. Sometimes your marriage partner may not be so far away. They may just be your next door neighbor. They may just be somebody you meet all the time and you don't know. Until that day God opened your eyes, you're like, "Ooh, I didn't know this was the person." Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So position yourself in the will of God, and at the right time, God will bring the person in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I pray that you have been blessed. God bless you, Gigi. God bless you, Munirat. God bless you all for joining in tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. I just wanted to encourage all of us with those few words in the mighty name of Jesus. Next time, we'll be doing the Bible study. We'll be going through chapter 3, that is to the married couples, rediscovering relationship of friendship and oneness. Hallelujah. In marriage, friendship and oneness. Glory be to God. That will be the topic I'll be handling next time. Thank you again for joining. Hallelujah. Make sure to follow me. Hallelujah. If you're new, please follow my channel in the mighty name of Jesus.